This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and intersex communities. QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. The government's postal survey on marriage equality will be rolled out this week after the High Court dismissed the two legal challenges posed against it. A handful of marriage equality advocates, including lesbian mother of three Felicity Marlowe and independent MP Andrew Wilkie, had posed two separate challenges to the government's proposed postal survey in the High Court. However, the court announced that both cases had been dismissed, with plaintiffs to pay the costs. Sydney played host to the largest marriage equality rally in Australia's history over the weekend, with roughly 30,000 people in attendance. The crowds, adorned with rainbow flags, glitter, and pro-equality signs, gathered at Town Hall before marching through Sydney streets. One particularly memorable sign, held by a teenager, read, "All I want is the right to marry Chris Hemsworth. You've got 5 years until I'm 18, Australia. You too, Chris." A New South Wales-based eBay user has tried to very illegally sell their postal survey vote on the website before it was promptly taken down. The user listed their vote for $1,500, saying that the proceeds would go to a children's cancer charity. The user wrote, "The reason I'm selling my vote is because either way, I don't care, but thought there are people who do." Opposition leader Bill Shorten has said he will be at the front line of the fight for marriage equality when the postal survey ballots are sent out this week. He also commended the advocates who challenged the survey in the High Court, but unfortunately lost both cases. He said, "I give LGBTI Australians a simple promise. When we hear discriminatory nonsense, we will condemn it. And when we see people talking rubbish about unrelated issues, we will call them out." A new report has revealed that stigma and discrimination are the top issues affecting the well-being and quality of life of people living with HIV in Australia. The research found that almost a third of HIV-positive respondents would rather avoid making new friends than to disclose their HIV status, and 69% thought telling someone they had HIV was risky. Nearly a third of the doctors surveyed identified fear of discrimination as a barrier to HIV testing. Angry parents have slammed supermarket Aldi for stocking a children's book they believe is promoting transgenderism. The book, called The Boy in the Dress, tells the tale of a 12-year-old boy who likes to wear dresses. One mother posted on Aldi Australia's Facebook page that she was disappointed by the chain. However, other parents have defended the book's place in the supermarket and said it encourages children to be themselves. A new study in artificial intelligence and its capabilities has found a computer algorithm that can determine if someone is gay or straight based on the photos of their face. The Stanford University report showed that the algorithm could distinguish gay and straight men 81% of the time and between gay and straight women 74% of the time. The algorithm processed over 35,000 facial images that were publicly posted on an American dating website. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. The NFL and You Can Play have joined forces with former NFL players and LGBTQ youth for equality. The groups gathered at the NFL's kickoff game between the Chiefs and Patriots to discuss inclusivity for the High Five campaign. Players like Tony Richardson and openly gay former star Ryan O'Callaghan participated in this week's event with youth from the Boston Alliance of Gay, Lesbian, Bisexual and Transgender Youth. Trans athlete Chris Mosier has finished in the top 10 at the World Championships. The triathlete and duathlete finished in 9th for his age group at the ITU Long Distance Duathlon. Earlier this year, the trailblazer finished 2nd in his age group for the long course in North Carolina, where trans discrimination has been legalised. Out gay WNBA coach Kurt Miller has been named as Coach of the Year by the Associated Press. Miller is in his second season with the Connecticut Sun, who finished 2nd in the Eastern Conference with 7 more wins than last season. Miller came out publicly on OutSports in 2015, not long after being hired by the Sun. He is now the world's most successful openly gay male head coach in professional sports. And finally, top NFL player Aaron Rodgers says the league gets rid of gay players. The Green Bay Packer quarterback says players stay quiet so they don't have to fear discrimination or lose their jobs. Rodgers told ESPN there's work to be done before current players can feel safe coming out, but society is changing for the better with a record-breaking number of gay players in college football now. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers. That was QNN. QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.